From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The global textile industry is feeling the effects of new World Trade Organization rules that went into effect this month. The rules give Chinese manufacturers greater access to the American market, and ripples from the change are being felt as far away as the tiny African nation of Lesotho. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports, six factories there have closed, and thousands of garment workers have lost their jobs.
It's easy to find the front gate of any of Lesotho's garment factories. Just look for the crowd of women. Women wait for hours outside razor-spiked fences, hoping for a job that pays less than $6 a day. Since the beginning of the year, when some 6,000 garment workers here lost their jobs, the crowds have been even larger. In an industrial section of Maputswe, scores of women are milling about outside the Alley Cat clothing factory. Most of them wear broad-rimmed cloth hats to fend off the intense southern African sun. Misliso Hatla worked for 5 years as a sewing machine operator at a firm called Vogue. When she returned from the Christmas break, she found the factory gate padlocked. The Taiwanese owners left the country, she says, without paying her back wages or severance pay. There's very little other work in Lesotho, so she says she's trying to get another job sewing. Every day I wake up and I come to the gate here, she says. If there's opportunity, I'll get it. If not, tomorrow will be the same. I'll be here from morning until 5 at night. She says she puts in 10 hours a day waiting for work, and it's a bit like having a full-time job. The difference is, she says, we get hungry while waiting here outside. Now Slohatla relies on the generosity of relatives to survive. Lesotho is a small, impoverished, mountainous country that's completely surrounded by South Africa. The official unemployment rate is more than 50%. Until just recently, Lesotho's textile industry was being held up as a shining example of how an African country could use trade instead of aid to battle poverty. In the late 1990s, Lesotho took advantage of an American program called the African Growth and Opportunities Act, which gave African textile manufacturers duty-free access to the U.S. market. Between the year 2000 and 2002, numerous new factories opened, and employment in the textile sector more than doubled to 50,000 workers. The government continues to offer foreign investors tax breaks, low-interest loans, and prefabricated factory shells to lure them to Lesotho.
Our main objective is to have a fairly well-entrenched textile industry in Lesotho to ensure that we employ as many people as we can.
Pete Molapo is the CEO of the Lesotho National Development Corporation. He says the LNDC will do whatever it can to help foreign manufacturers set up shop in his country.
We provide the necessary infrastructure, the factory shells, provide water, roads, almost everything that they would need once they locate in Lesotho. We are here to ensure that we provide for that.
Most of the clothing manufacturers in Lesotho are Taiwanese, who have operations around the globe, and most of them rent their factories from the LNDC. When the global trade rules made manufacturing in Lesotho lucrative, they flocked here. Their assembly lines produced T-shirts for The Gap, Walmart, and Sears. Local women earned meager but desperately needed wages. When global trade rules, however, changed, as they did on January 1st, six of these manufacturers were able to flee Lesotho almost overnight. Their hasty departure left more than 10% of the nation's textile workers unemployed and unpaid. At a garment plant in Lesotho's capital, Maseru, lines of women are turning industrial-sized spools of cloth into colorful Old Navy T-shirts.
This is the sewing section here. We have 18 lines. 18 sewing lines.
Jennifer Chen runs Shining Century Limited, which owns this factory. She says manufacturers are having a very hard time in Lesotho for two reasons. First, currency fluctuations over the last 2 years have made exports from Lesotho less competitive. Second, because of the lifting of quotas on Chinese textiles, clothing companies are looking to get their garments made in China. Chen says she's already had to lay off several hundred workers.
Because up to now, our next season order is not... It's not clear to show we can have the order, so we may reduce again. At the moment, up to now, we only have the job up to March.
Lesotho has bet heavily on the international textile trade as a way to lift its people out of poverty. Now, it's unclear whether that gamble will pay off. Jason Bobian, NPR News.